KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. I am here with my compatriot Egberto Willis. He does his own show Monday nights at 9, Politics Done Right. So here with ThinkWing, and there he's Politics Done Right. So thank you very much for joining me. This is our second week and my third show of our fall fundraising period. So we have some money to make up. Tonight's goal is $480. I would say it's a pittance, but it's not a pittance to everybody, and many times it's not a pittance to me. So $480 is tonight's goal. The phone number is 713-526-5738. The website is kpft.org. You can contribute in either place. And we would very much appreciate no amount is, see, I hit my microphone. I keep trying new positions. I can never get this thing in a place that I'm really comfortable with it. So you're going to get some squeaking and banging maybe occasionally. One of these days I'll work it out. I've only been doing this for a year. It's like I should know where I like my microphone after only a year.
Almost a year.
About 10 months. You're right, 10 and a half months. I think my first show last year was like December 15th or thereabouts. But, you know, you can round up a year. So in that time, we've brought you conversations about education and sleep deprivation and international politics, war and peace, conservatives and liberals. Energy policy, there isn't a whole lot. Cat videos, there isn't a whole lot we don't talk about. Egberto thinks that my cat stuff is silly.
It's because, you know why?
Why?
I think your cat stuff is silly because your cat stuff is silly.
No, but here's the thing. There is just something attention-getting about cats. You know, I've read this in a number of places and a number of times in all seriousness, that after porn, after internet porn, cat videos are the second most popular thing on the internet. I doubt that that's true. Cat videos. Why are cat videos
are just animal videos?
No, because, I mean, I love dogs. Okay, I really do. But dogs and cats are so fundamentally different. Their psychology is so different. Their biological imperatives are so different. Their evolutionary history is so different. Plus, the way cats' bodies articulate themselves is they're much more flexible than dogs. So they can actually use their front paws almost like hands. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. So anyhow, 713-526-5738. If you want me to talk about cats, call and pledge. If you don't want me to talk about cats, call and pledge. Just leave the message and I'm easy. Okay, let's see. We have a couple of special premiums. I think they're special premiums that are specific to this show. At the $60 pledge level, you not only become a voting member of KPFT, but you will also get a one-year subscription to the Skeptic Society and the Skeptic Society magazine. The Skeptic Society is also, like us, a 501c3 organization, so your pledge to us is tax-deductible, and also any money you give to them is tax-deductible. And the Skeptic Society, I feel, very much exemplifies what I try to do here, which is you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. They're an educational organization whose mission is to engage leading experts in investigating paranormal, fringe science, pseudoscience, and extraordinary claims of all kinds, promote critical thinking, and serve as an educational tool for those seeking a sound scientific viewpoint. My kind of guys, okay? Now, normally, that is a $30 subscription level if you were to just buy the magazine. That's a $30 level. For $60, you get a membership in KPFT and a one-year subscription to the Skeptic Society magazine, and they're both tax-deductible. How can that be bad? Now, the other thing that we have, at the $150 level, you can get a one-year subscription to the Planetary Society. The Planetary Society is the country's and perhaps the world's leading space advocacy organization. It was founded in 1980 by Carl Sagan, Bruce Murray, and Louis Friedman. I've interviewed Louis Friedman, actually. And they're also a tax-deductible organization. They also put out a publication, the Planetary Report, four times a year. It's a thin magazine, but very informative, lots of lovely pictures, lots of interesting science, interesting stories about science and space exploration you can't get anyplace else. Very personalized stuff from scientists and mission control principal investigators and that kind of things. I've belonged to the Planetary Society since about 1980, so I'm practically a charter member, and I've really enjoyed that subscription, and I'm glad that I can help to support such a worthwhile endeavor. So at the $150 level, you get a subscription to the Planetary Society and their magazine, and you support KPFT, and you get a voting membership in KPFT. Or, for a $60 membership level, you get all of the benefits of membership in KPFT plus a subscription to the Skeptic Society and the Skeptic Society magazine. So those are our particular bonuses, premiums that we have. Mm-hmm. Let me just say the number again, 713-526-5738 or kpft.org online if you want to do a subscription there. Yes, Egberto.
I think I heard the phone ring. So, Ernesto, was that a pledge that we got?
Yes.
Mazel tov.
Pretty
thank
cool.
You so much.
Big
yes.
Thank you out to Wayne renewing a membership toward the goal for the program. We don't have a big goal for the show, so I would love for us, I mean, and I've got a lot of good things to say about the show, so I will say them in just a moment, but I want to let you know we've only got about $200 to raise between now and the end of the program. Wayne has put us a quarter of the way there, so maybe somebody pledging $12.50 per month, or a couple people pledging $50, three more people pledging $50, or one person pledging $100 and somebody pledging $50 would help out KPFT tremendously. Now, if you pledge at the $60 level, you can get a KPFT t-shirt. We also have the brand new KPFT grocery bags available at the $50 level. There are a lot of really cool gifts available when you call 713-526-5738. Those gifts are really pretty special. They're nice little things. You can get a mug or a hat or travel companion mug or whatever you'd like to do. Those are all really cool stuff, but we do want you to please call 713-526-5738. You know, Mike, the stuff that you were talking about, I think, is one of the real important reasons to support KPFT and particularly support during this hour, during ThinkWing Radio, because the thing I like about this show is that you bring an informed conversation to the airwaves. It's not, and I don't need to tell people this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, you can look at all the other media outlets out there and what's being covered and how it's being covered. And usually it's pretty sensationalized. Sometimes sometimes it's like what's on YouTube or what somebody said on Twitter or baby ducks or the Kardashians. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that's kind of not really very informative. And so you appreciate the fact that KPFT is here because we can talk about things like, I mean, Mike just ran down a whole list of interesting programs, history, science, health. I mean, there's all these interesting subjects that really, I think, are core to what KPFT's mission is. Educational radio, helping build understanding, helping create understandings about the causes of conflict. These basic things that are very, very core to what educational radio is all about. And we hope that you make a pledge of support because that kind of radio, it's very, very special. It really is. And I don't have to tell you to listen to all the other stuff to get a sample as to why that's important and why that's special. But by all means, if you doubt me, if you think that I'm just making this stuff up and trying to sell you snake oil, please flip on tomorrow morning, oh, I'd say probably around 7 o'clock, to basically any commercial FM morning show, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There's just this tremendous amount of refuse that is being given to people as morning talk radio or morning zoo radio. There's a lot of stuff out there that is kind of not appealing to people who have a natural curiosity, who would like to know about science, who would like to know about history, who would like to know about culture and music and arts and politics and many other things. And that's not to put down anybody else. There are a lot of people, I listen to those radio shows every so often too, just for some entertainment. But at some point at the end of the day, you really would like to have something that's a little bit different. You'd like to have a choice on the dial to be educated, to be enlightened, to be informed. You don't have to agree with everything, but you have to get a chance and hopefully like the choice that you may have, like the fact that you even have a choice, because a lot of folks come from areas where you don't have that choice. So 713-526-5738, 713-526-5738 is the number to call. I'm Ernesto Aguilar. I'm KPFT's program director. Mike Egberto, I could bogart your time for the rest of the hour, but I'm just going to kind of leave it at that because I know this is a great show and I have faith in everybody and I really do believe this show can make its very, very modest goal in the next, 30, 40 odd minutes that we have left with the folks. If you can make that pledge, please do so. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFD. Very, very easy to make that pledge of support. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. You can pledge online, but when you call here at the Pledge Center, you're going to talk to Bob, one of our MVPs who answers these pledge lines virtually day and night. He's really one of the most experienced folks we have, and he's a really great guy.
He's really good.
You'll get a chance to chat with him, and you will get to process your pledge, and you'll get to hear yourself when your phone call comes in. We'll be happy to thank you on the air. 713-526-5738.
Thank you so much, Ernesto.
You got it.
You know, Ernesto's a believer. I've become a believer. I came to this station about 3 years ago, and it was a little self-serving. I was just hopeful of maybe getting a show, being able to do something on the air that would be a little different and worthwhile and appealing. And I had to earn my way there. And in the course of earning my way there by participating in station activities, I became a great believer in KPFT and their mission, especially when you start thinking of it in terms of media concentration, and that KPFT literally stands alone in this community. There is another public radio station, and they're a fine station, but they're different. They take corporate money. They take national money. We don't. Right now, at this point in time, KPFT is 100%, let me repeat that, 100% dependent upon essentially the charity of strangers. So we're sort of a streetcar named Desire. Blanche Dubois, is that the name?
Above my pay grade, my friend.
Okay. Well, in any case, we appreciate the charity of strangers. We hope you won't be a stranger very long. 713-526-5738. Time for my voting nag. We have two more days of early voting left. Tomorrow, Thursday, and the next day, Friday. The last day of early voting is Friday, and then Tuesday is Election Day. If it's the last resort, absolutely vote on Election Day. But frankly, this week is the best time to early vote. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so almost everybody can find the 15 or 20 minutes it takes to vote. It goes pretty quickly, early voting. You can go to any of the early voting locations. You can go to harrisvotes.com. You can go to texasvotes.org. You can find out where your early voting location is. I've also got a couple of posts on my blog, thinkwingradio.com or thinkwing.org. And there are lots of different ways you can find out your early voting location. I strongly recommend it. It's the easiest, most painless, or least painful, if you will, way to vote. Thursday and Friday, last two early voting days. Now, you can still register to vote, but not for this election. But, of course, given the frequency of elections we have, you'll probably be voting again in 5 months anyway. So, please, go out there and vote. If your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't try so hard to suppress it. Turnout, turnout, turnout. That's what makes the difference. It's not just your one vote. It's your one vote and your spouse's one vote and your neighbor's one vote and your boss's one vote, and they all add up. You must go out and vote. It's the most important thing you'll do this month. Yes, Egberto.
Mike, there's a big disservice done by ABC 13 channel KTRK today.
Really?
I made a whole lot of hay about it. I called them. I sent them a message on FB, and I also wrote a blog about it and put it all over the place. But would you believe that on the 5 o'clock news today, KTRK, graphics and all, specified voting tomorrow is the last day to early vote.
Oh, swell. There's all kinds of ways to suppress the vote.
Exactly. But what it was so disconcerting is how it was done. Folks cannot tell me it was... It was, anybody in the field knows what those words have done to the electorate, because there are a lot of people who probably took time off because they knew they were going to vote on Friday. They probably rearranged your schedule for Friday. And for those who then hear the message that says Thursday is the last day they can vote. And let me tell you, I called the station. I sent the message over Facebook. And I sat down and I watched the entire 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I'm sorry, they did it on the 4 o'clock news. I watched the entire 6 o'clock news, and I called the chairman of the party to tell, you know, to tell them what occurred. I also emailed these guys. Not once up until I left the house did they make a change to what they said as far as that. They were wrong. Early voting ends on Friday at 7 p.m. So anybody who was listening to ABC 13 during the 4 o'clock hour, that 4 o'clock, 4 to 5 o'clock hour, where they said the last day to vote was Thursday, tomorrow, it is incorrect. The last day to vote early voting is, as you mentioned before,
Friday at 7 p.m. is the end of early voting.
And, of course, you can
Friday.
Friday at 7 p.m. And, of course, you can still vote on Tuesday and on the regular election day. But that is upsetting, and it makes much more why you need to give to stations, again, like KPFT, programs like Think Wing Radio, because it proves to you that this is where you're going to get real information, not information that the plutocracy wants you to hear to implicitly suppress your vote. And sorry for taking so much of your time,
that's
Mike,
right.
But I needed to get that
Bob
out.
Bob just pointed out that we have a voter's guide that you can pick up here at KPFT at 419 Lovett. We're just a block south of Westheimer and about three blocks east of Montrose, 419 Lovett, the voter's guide. And it's probably around elsewhere. You know, there are so many different creative ways to suppress the vote. Voter ID, photo ID, of course, is like the big suppression. But telling people the wrong day to vote, telling people the wrong end of early voting is a way to suppress the vote. There are a lot of different ways to suppress the vote. Now, here's something that you could see is a little ironic, if you enjoy irony. Friday is Halloween. Now, think about this. If you go Friday and vote, and I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I think most of you who listen to me on a regular basis know my preferences. If you go Friday and vote, you can trick the conservatives, and you can treat the progressives.
I love that.
Trick or treat election.
I love that.
Thank you.
How do you think about that one?
I don't know. I have too much time on my hands.
Mike Honig of Think Wing Radio. You just simply have too much time on your hands.
I have too much time on my hands.
So that's why he needs you, folks. That's why he needs you. Remember, please give us a call, 713-526-5738. We need to keep Mike's excellent program on air, 713-526-5738. Why don't you
give... Somebody should go as Tricky Dick.
Bob!
Oh, my. Okay, first, let me do a quick station ID. In case you hadn't figured it out, given the number of times we're announcing it, you are listening to Think Wing Radio on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. This is our fall fundraiser, plus whatever else occurs to us. We want to entertain you, we want to inform you, and we want to ask you for money all at the same time. So please do give us a call at 713-526-5738. I will point out that if you're in your car listening, which most people are, you don't have to fish for your wallet. You don't have to risk getting into an accident trying to read a credit card in the darkness or semi-darkness. If you can just voice dial the station, 713-526-5738, Bob can take your contact information, your name. You can tell us how much you would like to pledge to support the station, and then we can figure out the rest later. You can call us later. We can call you later. We can email you. We can send you a statement as a reminder. All kinds of different ways to help you fulfill your pledge in a safe way. And at the same time, you can help KPFT. I will also point out that because KPFT is a 501c3 corporation, it is a charitable educational organization. It is tax deductible. So if you want to look at it sort of creatively, the more you give, if you itemize your taxes, the more you save. I'm going to tell you a little story, which is going to kind of come back around to our point. I worked in customer contact businesses for most of my life. I've been in retail. I've been a window covering installer. I've been in customer service. I've done a lot of different things in my life, most of which have put me in contact with consumers. Plus, I'm a consumer myself. And, you know, one of the things I've learned working for retailers and being in retail, working in retail is really hard. I find that about 90% of the people I deal with when I was in retail, frankly, were fun. I enjoyed it. Most of the people are nice and interesting. And if you're not super, super focused on making that sale, you can have some really interesting conversations. And really, the reason that I enjoyed retail for as long as I did is because of the customers. Sure, it wasn't because of the management. A lot of management, I like to call the 2 feet up your butt school of management, where none of it is positive reinforcement. It's all just, you know, hitting you, smacking you up the side of the head with the stick, no carrot, threats, implied threats, get your goal, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the other truism in business, and particularly in retail, that 90% of your complaints typically come from 10% of your customers. There's also a political analog to this. The reason that that's basically true is that people that are upset and angry tend to be highly motivated. So the 10% of your customers that are upset or angry, rightly or wrongly, those are the ones that are motivated to complain. The 90% of your customers that are basically satisfied, well, you don't usually get a phone call saying, "Hey, I'm satisfied. Have a nice day," and they hang up. It's like, "No, you gave me the wrong change, or my box wasn't sealed, or I'm missing a screw, or my battery doesn't," you know, it's always that kind of stuff. And because there is so much negativity from customers and management, what I have found is that a little praise goes such a long way. I have literally seen tears brought to people's eyes just because someone said, "Thank you, you did a great job. I so appreciate your help." You know, I tend to be kind of an outspoken guy. When I am unhappy with a product or service, I am not shy about telling management and individuals that I am not happy with that product or service. But I feel, to be fair, if I'm going to if I'm going to feel very ready to complain, I feel I must also tell people when I feel they have done a good or an exceptional job. So there have been times when I have called to make an airline reservation or needed some help with an online order or some kind of a product, and I've spoken to somebody on the phone, and they have just made it so pleasant. And they have obviously tried so hard to help. And sometimes helping isn't easy. They have to go through all kinds of different things with their computers and their supervisors and all kinds of stuff. And if you're patient with them, they will really bend over backwards sometimes to help you. And you know what? When I feel that somebody has really gone the extra mile for me, I don't just say, thank you, have a nice day, and hang up. I ask them, can I speak to your supervisor? And of course, the first thing they do is get nervous. That's never good. But that's part of the problem, is that when someone wants to speak to their supervisor, it's never good. And I tell them, the reason I want to speak to your supervisor is I would like to compliment you, because you're going to get complaints. And when you get a complaint, I want them to know that you also have people that appreciate you. So I believe very strongly that there have to be two sides to that coin. If you're prepared to complain, you must be prepared to compliment. Now, how does that long story come back to KPFT? Well, how does KPFT generally, and me and Egberto and this show and his specifically, how do we know that what we're doing is appreciated? How do we know when we're hitting the right notes for you, the listeners? How do we know when we're giving you something that you feel is informational, educational, humorous, thought-provoking, whatever those things are that you listen to the radio for? How do we know? KPFT can't afford to subscribe to the rating services, so we really don't know how we're doing. There's only one way we can know how we're doing, and that is during these fundraising periods. I mean, not to say you shouldn't call my show and say, I like your show. I love that. Please, I eat that up. I appreciate it. I'm an insecure guy. I need the praise. But for KPFT, the way KPFT knows is when you say, you know what, I appreciate that there are no commercials. I appreciate the fact that you try to give me some of everything so that no matter what it is I like, there's somewhere on the KPFT day, somewhere during the KPFT week that I can find something I like, whether it's the music or the political talk or the veganism or the LGBT programming or the prison show, whatever it might be that is your thing. The way the KPFT really knows is if you can call that number, 713-526-5738, and make a pledge. Maybe it's the only pledge you'll make to the radio station all year. Maybe it's the pledge that you'll just make this month, and maybe the next quarter you'll make another pledge. Whatever it is, the way we know, the way we get praise, is not only you calling and saying, I appreciate you, but keeping us on the air, so you can continue to appreciate us and so that we can continue doing for you what we enjoy doing. And most of us here do it as volunteers. 713-526-5738. I believe that we currently need $150 for tonight's goal, but we need $430 to meet the goal for the previous three shows. That's my goal. My goal is to try to make my goal for the three shows combined at $600. We need $450. And then we'll be here next week talking. Actually, next week I already have a show tentatively planned. You know, we're coming around to the new benefit year for medical insurance. So the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, the 2015 enrollment period starts on November 15th, so in about 2.5 weeks. And I am going to have somebody on from, I believe the group is called Enroll America, and we're going to talk about it. I'll probably have them on again during the enrollment period. But November 5th, this coming Wednesday, I'm going to have somebody on from that group, and we're going to talk about how to enroll, what to expect, what kinds of things to look for, and we will be taking calls. You'll be able to engage with this person, ask specific questions to your specific situation, and we will try to advise or guide you as best we can to getting the answers you want. And that's just one of the varied and eclectic things that I do on this show. I do Obamacare. I think it's a great thing. I think that we should expand Medicare in the state of Texas. And I think that until that happens, for the people that it can help, Obamacare is a great thing. So that's going to be next week's show. That's the tentative plan. 713-526-5738. Let's see. Other stuff to talk about. Egberto, you want to throw in here something while my mind, the gears turn?
While the gears turn around, I just want to, first of all, continue asking people to give us a call at 713-526-5738. We really need your support. This is one of the stations that are, this is one of the only stations now.
This is the only station.
Yeah, this is the only station that you can get real community programming. This is the only station that you get programming that is completely detached from the corporatocracy.
And almost entirely locally derived.
And entirely
almost.
Yes, except for, what's her name?
Democracy Now, BBC News. But BBC I'd say it's News. Like 95%
right.
locally derived.
So, I mean, what you see is what you get. And think about it.
And we have to pay for those shows.
Absolutely. So you help us pay for those shows as well. I do remember that by being a member, you actually have input in what happens out here. Think about how much input you have when you watch ABC 13. Actually, maybe they should ask you for input if they're going to mislead us to when
that's
voting
horrible.
Ends.
And not I even mean, a retraction. You know, a retraction that serious. I was actually going to say, you are such an activist. I'm kind of a lazy activist. I do what I can do, but I don't have the energy that you have. You're amazing.
Well,
I
mean, let me tell you, my brother.
But you know how you get KTRK?
How?
You complain to the FCC.
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm
they
glad
they misled voters, and they did not retract, even though you can tell them you personally corrected
right.
that information while they were on the air.
Yes, and you know what? With all that
I endangers their license.
Right, I actually placed it on Daily Coast. I placed it at Coffee Party. I placed it on my own blog.
FCC.
And I'm glad that you said that because it's amazing. I'm an activist, and I forgot that I should have sent a message to the FCC.
FCC.
Thank you, Mike.
I would say just now, take one of the best things you wrote and just copy it into their complaint form.
Now, here's the thing. Now, this is what I'm talking about to the listeners of Think Wing Radio. This is what I'm talking about. The dialogue that we have, that we're able to have here, gives us that opportunity, that opportunity to actually learn the different things that we have to do to get our way. I mean, I did a lot, Mike, but you know what? What you just said there,
that has legal force.
That is of utmost importance that be reported.
Because two heads are better than one.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
And we got two heads.
And we have two heads. So therefore, we got it. Anyhow, folks, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. We need to support Mike Honig Think Wing Radio because, as you can see here, this is a place of, might I say, intellect for the masses.
Now, I'm also going to point out something kind of tangential, because I do tangential really well.
Oh, my God.
You remember when we were doing partisan gridlock, and in the middle of the break, you and I got to talking about air conditioning.
that was cool because I learned quite a bit.
And I decided to finish that during the show after the break because, I mean, who doesn't need to know about air conditioning? Just to give you an idea. Now, I am not Tom Tynan, okay? I'm not a general contractor. I don't know law and regulations per se. But you'd be amazed at the stuff you can bring up that I might be able to help you with. We had to rebuild a house. Okay, I've been involved in the construction of three different houses, and the last time in 2008 and 9, I was involved from the slab up. So I was involved in the design, I was involved in the construction supervision, I had to learn. I thought I knew construction technology, okay? And then I learned that since the last time I learned construction technology, there were all new construction technologies that I had to learn. So I had to learn about PEX plumbing, and I had to learn about foam insulation, and I had to learn about air exchangers. I mean, it was unbelievable. I spent 20 years as a window covering installer because I'm sort of a mechanical person, and I like learning about this stuff. And while I can't get down into nitty-gritty you'd be amazed the stuff you could call up and say, I have this problem. If I don't know what you might check, I can probably tell you where you should look or how you should look for the thing you... I mean, we're talking eclectic here. So we can talk NATO politics. We can talk Middle Eastern politics. We can talk education. We can talk air conditioning. We can talk plumbing. We can, I mean, there, we can talk cats. Okay?
It's worth it. It's, I mean, you get just about anything on the Think Wing Radio, man. I guess that's why it has a think in there. It's not only about not right, not left, but think.
Think. Because an educated electorate is a prerequisite for a democracy. And, oh, by the way, in case you need to have your house fixed.
You know, that is actually, I mean, kind of digressing now from the mundane to the political to the important. That is a rather important statement that I wish our leaders understood. And repeat
I
that
think
again.
They understand
no,
it just
repeat
fine.
That again. It's important what you just said.
An educated electorate is a prerequisite for democracy.
That is more important than people understand, because when we...
And that's why we need public education, right, and why we need it to work.
But what I'm saying is when we try to enforce democracy in a whole lot of countries that aren't quite prepared for democracy, we're doing the democratic process no good. Because I have a classic example that I continuously use with people, and that is when we attempted to force the West Bank and Gaza
into
a democracy.
Premature elections.
Right. And in doing so...
We got Hamas.
But what I'm saying, we got a democratic election.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, we just weren't happy with the outcome.
We weren't happy with the outcome, and then we want to diss the outcome that we weren't... Well, again... Democracy requires, as you said, an educated populace.
Populace not easily misled. A populace educated and critical
thinking.
And that is
one. And Mike, one other important thing.
And a populace that understands puffery when they hear it.
Exactly. And what we have here in America now is almost becoming the same type. We are actually getting the same type of third world mentality. And I hate to use third world for the place that I'm from, but the third world mentality that actually the plutocracy is able to use to get their way. We are no longer an intelligent voting set.
Well, I like to separate intelligence from knowledge or ignorance. They are totally different things. You can be an intelligent but ignorant person.
Agreed.
You can even be a well-informed but not very bright person.
The problem, first of all, correct, I agree. However, the problem is it's also becoming an intelligence problem based on where we've allowed our educational system to go. So, I mean, what I'm saying is everybody, I mean, most Americans, I agree with you, they have the potential for intelligence, but the potential for intelligence is not intelligence. And what's lacking is, in other words, the mere fact that America has gone to a society that no longer has a majority of the people believing that humans have an effect on climate tells you something.
That's the craziest thing. There isn't an animal on the face of this earth that doesn't affect its environment and modify it in some way. There isn't an animal that doesn't do that, whether it's microbial, whether it's insect, whether it's mammalian or reptilian. Beavers affect their environment. Ants affect their environment. Worms affect their environment. And humans, of course we affect our environment. We affect where forests grow and how well they grow. We affect what animals can survive in an area and what animals cannot. Animals like coyotes have learned to live in cities because humans have created cities in coyote environments. And we emit carbon dioxide. Now, you can argue, and there is legitimate room for argument.
Hey, I got to interrupt you on
that one.
You know, there's a lot of tasty little kitties and doggies in the city, too, for those coyotes to grab onto.
That's true. Actually, that for a moment, I was ready to be offended. But you're actually 100% correct. We don't have many coyotes in the Houston area, but I have seen one and other people have seen some. And they love little doggies and they love little kitties. And when you have your animal running outside in an unsupervised, unregulated way, they can become coyote feed. You're right, Bob. That's So you see, I had to hold back my moment of offense and suddenly realize, yes, that is an excellent point. Coyotes are predators, and cats are the perfect size for them, and little doggies. They have been known. But mostly they sort of go around. They don't like to interact with people as a general rule. Just if you see them, don't make eye contact with them. Don't try to approach them. Don't go nice doggy. It can be tempting.
Coyotes are canines, right?
They are in the canine family,
okay.
Yes. And they look like very long-legged dogs. They look like very hungry, long-legged dogs. And sometimes you think that they're just feral, hungry, stray dogs until you take a closer look and you look at the leg structure and you look at the body structure and you look at the coloration and the face, and then you suddenly realize, no, it doesn't look quite like a dog. And then if you realize that there are coyotes in the city, you can suddenly think, yeah, I think that might be a coyote.
Now, do you know if there are domesticated coyotes?
Well, you know, potentially any animal can be, quote unquote, domesticated. But it takes generations of selective breeding to make a wild animal comfortable with people. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Dogs and cats. Dogs, they keep pushing back the point in time where dogs are associated with humans. And the theories range from dogs that came close because they saw food and they began to associate food with people and people began to realize. I mean, so there's that. But dog, the relationship between dogs and people conservatively is 50,000 years old. Conservatively. And it may go back to 100,000 years or more. Dogs are the most genetically diverse species on the planet. Cats, on the other hand, have a totally different history with humans. It is believed that cats may go back about 10,000 years with humans, that cats and humans may go back to the beginnings of agriculture, because humans would grow grain and store it, and the grain would attract rodents, and the rodents would attract cats. So the relationship was not so much between humans and cats as between humans and food and cats, which is not so different from the relationship
now, folks,
cats and humans have
folks,
today.
Do you see how we get into quite enlightening conversations on ThinkWing? But
very
before,
tangential.
But it's tangential, but before he gets on his other tangent, I think it is time for me to say, please give us a call at 713-526-5738. Let's keep ThinkWing strong. 713-526-5738. Mike is it's a few hundred dollars from his goal, so why don't you give us a call and help us make Mike's goal? We need to get there. 713-526-5738. It is worth it. He's itching to come in, but I'm trying to pitch. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, we could thank our one donor, Wayne.
We could, Wayne.
Thank you again very
much, Wayne.
I think Wayne has actually been a repeat donor that I took a pledge from him the other day. He remembered
That's
me.
That's great. So I'm doubly flattered because he's already made the sacrifice and he was willing to up again.
I'd like to know what animal the coffee party represents, or even the Green Party for that matter.
Let's see. Well, the Green Party could be Kermit.
But the number to call at the moment is 713-526-5738, and I'll give that back to you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it.
Well,
you know, we're trying to keep Mike a little bit away just so that we can say, call 713-526-5738. Mike, I see the smile on your face like, Egberto, be quiet.
No, I have more
to say.
No, Bob, I'm thinking. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what animals would things be? So like the Green Party, frogs.
Well, we could.
That actually works on a number of levels.
Hey.
How did you get frogs out of the Green Party?
You can live on the land or off the land, depending on.
Frogs are sensitive to the environment. Coincidentally, they are often green.
Yeah, I think those ones up in Minnesota, they're walking around on three legs.
Or six.
Kidding.
They've been known to walk around on six.
We could just eliminate the animals from the Republican and Democratic Party, too, and make them pick a flower or something.
Personally, I think if there is a party that should be symbolized by the ass, it should be the Republicans.
Woohoo!
Wow, that's deep.
Well, I mean, I'm not using a forbidden word. I am just describing an animal
Yeah.
that I think would best describe the modern Republican Party.
Yeah,
It should be the S.
And I won't disagree with you. 713-526-5738. Give us a call and do two things. Should we redefine the Republican Party? And in
what animal would you be?
And what animal would you be? And how much are you willing to pledge? How much are you willing to pledge for us to start calling the Republican Party or any other party by the name you want us to call the party? 713-526-5738. We really need to hear those phones call ringing. We have
yeah,
about,
we need a ringing phone
about
here.
13 minutes. Please give us a call. We really would appreciate your pledges for Think Wing Radio. This is a wonderful show. I enjoy driving round trip 80 miles or so.
Yeah, about that.
To engineer for Mike Hornig.
And I genuinely appreciate and enjoy engineering for me. I think we have a lot of fun and generate
absolutely
some really interesting cross-pollination of ideas, because our views are similar enough to be compatible but different enough to create discussion, and I think that's great.
And folks, it really works well that you help us move forward with this, because as you can see, this guy is, he can go from one topic to the other.
ADD. I should call this the ADD show.
No, but actually ADD is not bad. 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. Please give us a call. Please keep Think Wing on air, and please help Think Wing make that pledge quota. Is it quota? Is
goal.
It a goal?
It's a goal.
The goal. I don't know. I keep wanting to say it's, it's a goal.
Let me tell you the difference between a quota and a goal.
There goes a dictionary.
Yeah. Well, this is not a dictionary. It's like, okay, I'm not going to.
No, go ahead.
I can go off on too many tangents.
I am messing with you.
I need to focus.
Wiki.
The difference between a goal and a quota. There have been complaints periodically over years that when people get speeding tickets and traffic violations, that the police have a quota they have to fill.
Right.
And, of course, people get very upset that they're paying taxes to support the police that then have the quota to essentially fine them, which is another form of revenue generation.
Right.
So, like when I was in New York, I remember there was a period where they were going through this big debate publicly. And finally, the police said, we do not have a quota for tickets. We have a goal. So the cops are not penalized if they don't meet the quota. But we give them a goal based on where their duty is being performed and what kind of duty they're performing. If they're on traffic duty, they're expected to do one thing. If they're on patrol duty, they're... So it's not a quota, it's a goal. Now, personally, I think that that's like deciding what the difference is between taxation and revenue enhancement and fees. What is the difference?
They're the same.
They're functionally the same.
They're taking money out of your pocket.
You and giving it to the government.
Absolutely. Folks, 713-526-5738. Mike needs to raise several $100s in the next 11 minutes. Could you please give us a call? Think about it. If you simply give us, Mike, you have the breakdown. I can see it right here, but my eyes can't reach it.
Okay.
$3 and...
$40 is 11 cents a day or $3.34 a month. It would not even be the cost of a monthly venti at Starbucks. $3.34 a month will get you a membership in KPFT, which means that you can vote, you can attend meetings. Thank you so much for that. At $60, you're talking about $5 a month. Hardly a noticeable difference between $5 a month and $3.34 a month. And you're still probably not talking the price of a mochaccino. At $100, you're only talking $8.33 a month. There are a lot of different ways that we can help you to help KPFT. And remember, it is tax deductible if you itemize. You can put it on Discover. You can put it on MasterCard or Visa. You can put it on American Express. You can put it on PayPal. If you have an old car that has an engine that doesn't even run and you don't know what to do with it, you know what? You can call KPFT. We have a partner who will pick that up. They will give you a donation receipt for that. You can assign a value and discuss that with your accountant and Uncle Sam. But it's tax deductible. It is a donation which we will convert to cash. So there are so many different ways that you can help KPFT. You can use a one-time donation. You can mail a check. You can bring cash to the station. You can do a monthly donation on a debit card, on a credit card. You can, I mean, there are so many different ways. Really, Bob is the expert. You call Bob at 713-526-5738. Bob will help you figure out a way to help KPFT. And I'll tell you what, last week John said that his contribution was conditional on a signed T-shirt by Egberto and myself. And if you make a $40, well, I can't say a $40 donation. If you make the donation at the level of a T-shirt, which I think is what, $70?
I think it's $60.
Bob, yeah, do you know offhand?
There's one for $60 and one for $90 on the KPFT. And also, I think the Democracy Now! Has one. Jeff Berg, I understand, is getting some new ones. You know, he does a show at 3 o'clock on Fridays. And Rourke's getting some more shirts.
I should make T-shirts.
I am going to do that. I just thought about that. Yeah,
we need to talk about that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
But if you want to do
it. Well, we've got a guy coming in this evening you could speak with in about 30 minutes.
Okay. Actually, I know him. He's very good at those T-shirts. We're going to work something out. Absolutely. There comes another call.
Thank you for that phone call.
Please call that number, 713-526-5738. We'll take any donation you'd care to make.
And if you want to make a $60 donation for your basic T-shirt, if you value Egberto's autograph and my autograph, or Egberto's autograph or my autograph, we will be happy to oblige you. We will consider that nothing but extremely flattering.
Absolutely. 713-526-5738. Folks, you know, like I said before, I drive here twice a week, one for my show, the other for Mike's show. I really enjoy Mike's show. And I tell you what's interesting. Sometimes we get into some conversations, Mike, that actually bleeds over into the other show, which
really?
I think that is what it's all about. That's what it's all about, to keep the communications going. And some of the people, some of the dualities that we have, people listening to both shows, they take the conversations from one to the other.
I didn't.
So, which
some
is
of our conversations have actually gone into the next show?
Absolutely. So I think that is excellent. And so
what it means is we need a two-hour show.
Yeah. Of course. I tell you once, I've done several two-hour shows, and
It's hard. It is hard.
What's hard is the commitment.
I have an announcement.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Real quick, and I was just reading this thing. The Spaghetti Warehouse?
Yes.
What a fun place to go on Halloween night, I would think. You know, you could just really get into it with the pasta. They are generously donating a portion of their revenues to KPFT. If you show up there in the remaining days that this is available, which is, I guess, I don't know if you could run out there tonight, but tomorrow
through Friday.
And Friday. So if you go have yourself a meal at Spaghetti Warehouse down there on Buffalo Bio, right next to the old, about a block away from the old Love Street Light Circus, at 901 Commerce, and have yourself a meal. I've eaten there, and I've enjoyed myself, I think, the three times that I've been there in my life. KPFT will benefit from that. So, you know, if you're in a partying mood tomorrow and you're hungry, you're welcome to come by here and see if there's anything left from the restaurants that generously donate to the fund drive. Or you can head on down to the Spaghetti Warehouse.
Now,
in the meantime,
also
you
the
make
community
a call
partnership.
To Mike Koenig's show.
I'm sorry, I started to cut Bob off. I think he was going to say 713-526-5738. Thank you so much for that, Bob. That was great, actually. You see, I'm so lousy at asking for money, even for my own show, without Egberto and Bob and Ernesto. I don't know what I would do. But now that he's reminded me, now that Bob has reminded me, there is also the community partnership with the Texas Campaign for the Environment. If you make a pledge to KPFT for which there is a premium, a thank you gift, if you want to forego that thank you gift, then the Texas Campaign for the Environment will release a matching amount of money to the TCE campaign in the Valley and Brownsville, El Paso, Corpus Christi, Weslaco, and Pleasanton to raise environmental awareness about plastic bag pollution, the recycling of toxic household products, and civic engagement. And I believe that Bob may be able to give you more information about that if that is something that appeals to you in lieu of a premium.
I'd certainly welcome a call from you, and we could explore that. I don't have that information in front of me, and it looks like you're looking at about 5 minutes.
I will give you the notes that I have to the extent that they'll help. And but 713-526-5738, kpft.org if you want to donate online. If you're driving in a car and you don't want to fish out your wallet, that's fine. Just give us a call, 713-526-5738. Give us your name. Give us your contact information. Tell us how much you'd like to pledge. We can work out the actual financial details later, whether it's you calling us or us calling you or an email reminder or a snail mail statement. We can work all of that out, but we would sure like to know if you want to help support this show and this station. Just give us a call and tell us, and you don't have to do anything that will make you unsafe while you're driving on the road. No fishing for the wallet or reading the credit card in the dark. 713-526-5738. I also want to remind people that next week, tentatively scheduled, we're going to be talking about the Affordable Care Act. The benefit year is going to be starting in November 15th for the year 2015. And that is part of what I try to do in terms of information and public service on this show. Yes, Egberto.
No, I was just wanting to remind people to call 713-526-5738. We folks, we only have 3 minutes to go.
That's true.
3 minutes to go. Please give us that call, 713-526-5738. Let's help Think Wing out. You know, Mike, I had to say, Think Wing was a brain, you know what.
Oh, I think you guys have many listeners that are like the what do they call them, the arts, the opera and stage plays.
Yeah,
we have tickets at the Hobby Center for Tuts. I don't know that this has been mentioned very much during
not
the
on this show. No, go ahead.
Waiting for Johnny Depp will be in January.
Wow.
That'll be a little recovery period for you after the holidays and New Year's.
What's the contribution level for that?
That one's $120, a pair of tickets.
That's pretty reasonable.
Joseph and the Amazing Colored Dream Coat will be in March. That they're asking $250 for. Probably it'll be very well attended, I imagine. Something called LMNOP. I guess it's one of those things you have to Google to find out.
Or just do the alphabet, because that's how I remember.
And then one called First Date in June. So those are both at $120. So we'd love to send you to one of these places and represent for KPFT and enjoy yourself with an evening, with your loved one, and talk about KPFT a little bit while you're sitting there during the intermission of one of these performances.
There you go. Or one of the varied and sundry topics that we discuss on this show. Okay, we're down to our last minute and a half. You're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig and my companion Egberto Willis, and of course Bob out there in the control room. The phone number is 713-526-5738. If you can give us a last-minute assist here in reaching our goal, that would be great. This is the last show I'll be doing for Pledge Week for the time being, for the next couple of months anyway. Next week will be our usual call-in, let's-talk-about-other-stuff show. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from you, and I hope you'll tune in so you can hear from me. Egberto, you got anything else you want to add before the end?
Yes, I want to add 713-526-5738. You still have a few seconds to get Think Wing Radio and Mike Honig on the road, but that's it.
And remember, as KPFT tries to do all the time, an educated electorate is a prerequisite for a democracy. And Friday at 7 p.m. is the end of early voting. Vote tomorrow or Friday if you have not already. Vote, 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 vote. Turn out, turn out, turn out, turn out. Have a great week. Speak to you next week. Have a great night.
Thank you.